Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As we begin the seventh week of the legislative session, our government affairs team is breathing a sigh of relief. Last week, we argued 9 bills. This week, we only have 2. And it wasn't just the fact that we had 9 bills. It was the fact that the bills were some of the most gut-wrenching, mentally exhausting, moral and ethical heavyweights of the session. We're talking about things like the death penalty, assisted suicide, and parental consent before kids can get abortions. These types of bills require hours of preparation, and because we're busy arguing other bills during the day, that prep time is usually early in the morning and late at night. The upside is that by the end of the week, we already saw results. A bill to legalize assisted suicide was killed in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and our tax credit scholarship bill passed the Senate and is headed for the House. That's the bill that will provide a tax credit for individuals and corporations that donate money for scholarships so that kids can transfer to private schools. It's designed to keep struggling kids from dropping out. The bill also allows a tax credit for people who donate money to their local public schools. This bill actually made history. We've tried for years to get school choice bills out of the Senate, and the fact that this one finally passed is a testimony to the idea that school choice as a means of reducing the dropout rate is gaining ground. The governor has promised that he'll veto the bill, but we're hoping that once he sees the support, he'll sign it when it gets to his desk. And while we're talking about last week's bills, I'd like to take a moment to correct a statement that was made in the press. When we were debating the parental consent bill, an AP reporter quoted me as saying that the voters may trump the Constitution. He wasn't listening clearly. What I said was that the court found parental notification laws unconstitutional, but the people, when given a chance to vote on the issue, approved parental notification by 71%. So there's a disconnect. Either the court ruled correctly and the people need to amend the Constitution, or the court overreached and ruled incorrectly. Whether they amend the Constitution or ask the court to revisit the issue, the will of the people should never be held subservient to their own Constitution. It bothers me that some groups like the ACLU are so quick to defer to the judges rather than to the legislature or the people themselves. They seem far too willing to let the judges overrule the legislature and the people, as though the judges are somehow more enlightened than regular people. Those who would blindly defer to the court need to remember the words of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in the 2004 Lofton decision, where the court said, "We do not sit as a super legislature to award by judicial decree that which is not achievable by political consensus." In the case of parental notification, 4 judges should not be able to usurp the will of 71% of Montana's voters, even if they do believe they know what's best. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.